I
think people have this idea of finishing. I think finishing should not be the, you know, that's like, oh, when are we finishing this, when are we finishing that? You know, I think the best thing is we're learning, and we're always learning. And then, eventually, things will get finished, but sometimes, the Vilna Gaon speaks about this. He's critical of the concept of just, oh, what am I learning, so I'll finish the Masechta, I'll finish this. He says, no, you learn for the learning now, not so much the focus of the finishing. And eventually, of course, Mamela, you'll finish. That's what I...
really cool to make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not good to have goals and things like that, but the Iker is to continue learning, like Michal Katz always used to say. You always continue learning, and the Iker, like Rav Eliyashiv always says, is Havana, is understanding. And sometimes we, you know, there's this push to finish, and sometimes that's the expense of the level of understanding. So we should, you know, we should do that. Okay? Okay, so today we're going to Chaz of the Purim things. And I think tomorrow we could have regular shiur. We're going to start Pesach and have a lot of halacha. And Agada Shiurim will take us through till Pesach. I try to make some of them link, maybe all of them link to some of the things we've been talking about, like Aves Chia and Shlichas. You'll see. I basically tied it all in. To everything we've been doing. Sfardaya? Sfardaya? No. Ah. Okay. It depends how sober you are at that point. Okay. So Riboy Sudas Purim. So there's an Indian of Sudas Purim, and it says Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. And the Gemara says in Megillah Zayin Amud Beis Sudas Purim Shachla B'Layla Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavasa. So the first thing is the Mordechai, right? So the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoh, right? That there's an Indian to have a Suda at night too. Just like we have the Kriyas and Megillah at night and the day, so too we have a Suda at night and the day. Packet of Rebus Sudos. And the Bach says that even the Bach holds from this Rav Yoh, and he says, and even like this year when Purim fell out on Motzai Shabbos, you see, usually when a regular Purim, of course everyone's going to eat at night. They have to break their fast. So of course everyone wants to eat. But a Purim like this Purim, where we had Shal Shudas, and we had a whole thing, right? So you might not want to eat so much at night, because you had Shal Shudas, right? So, Afal Pikein, you should eat at night also. So even though Shudas Purim, Shri Achal Balawi, also Yidei Chavoso, so as Rav Shechter pointed out, these poskim assume it means that if you only eat it by night, lo yotzei yidei chovasa. But you have to, you should eat by night also. That was the first thing. Then there's a discussion, should you eat a suda in the morning? So the Leket Yosher, that's the Trumas Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin, says Achal Sudas Purim B'Yom Uvarch Berachas Hamazon. In other words, he speaks about having a Suda even in the morning before Mincha, and then later in the afternoon to have another Suda. And that Yisuda used to go into the night. In the Trumas Hadeshin itself, he discusses the minhag that people would eat the Suda like in the afternoon and extend it to the night, because people are busy in the morning. People are busy with listening to the Megillah, and then Shalach Manos and Matanis Lav Yonim. So that's why it became the minhag to have the Suda later in the day. But then we discuss, so when should the Suda end? So you see the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Leket Yosher says it ended a couple hours into the night. But the Gra would basically, what would the Gra do? He would spend the whole, he would eat the Suda. The whole thing in the day. Suda's Purim Ikra B'Yom, okay, and Nachal Chavin Latzeis B'Suda Shachris. So the Gra says it's good to be yotzei in the morning. But who's al? He says he did the whole thing in the day, and soon it got night, he daven ma'ariv, and he went back to learning. In contrast to the Ramah, who quotes the minhag to continue into the night. Nogim lasa sudas perim lacha mincha ma'ariv. It's probably lilo spala mincha tchila oreim godol. So the question is, what are these two minhagim based on? Whether you stop at night and then you're finished, or you go into the night. And you, like the Trumas Hadeshin, they used to bench 2-3 hours into the night. So the Sefer Maglit Tzedek of Karelenstein, so he says that maybe the Lishitoso, that the Gra and the Ramah Lishitoso. So what's the Lishitoso? because the Ramah says that there's a chiyuv of mishter even on Yom Tezvav. Because even if you're a person who doesn't live in Yerushalayim, there's still an Indian to have mishter ktsas, Yom Tezvav. And the Gra holds not that way. So Mamela makes sense. If you hold that even if your Dal person is still an Indian of Suda on Tezvav, then you could be Nimshach into the Lila. But the Gra holds, no. The Gra holds that if you're your Dal person, there's no Indian of any type of Mishter on Tezvav. So Mamela, the two sheetahs on the sheetahs. You see, the Ramah says that should have rose sudaso, certainly as bayom. And the Gra had the whole suda bayom, not just rove. And the Ramah says, Chayv Mishnah b'simcha k'tzas b'shnei yomim, b'arbasa u'v'chamishasa. And the Gra disagrees. The Gra says no. Mashal mitzvah simchul chayel la kol echad biyomu. So that's a good mahalach. So we spoke again. So what did we speak about? We spoke about the Suda at night. We spoke about whether there's an Indian Suda in the morning. We spoke about when the Suda should end. Right? We spoke about the Suda at night, the Rav Yoh. We spoke about the Suda in the morning, the Lechad Yosher. We spoke about the Machlokas, the Ramon, the Gra, whether it ends at night or it goes into the... and all that. And then we said another important point. What was the important point? We said that a Suda is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, how come if Tezvav falls out on Shabbos, so then it becomes a Purim Meshulash, right? In other words, they read the, they have the Suda on Sunday, right? So how come you can't have Suda's Purim on Shabbos? How come you can't have Suda's Purim on Shabbos? So he says, because it has to be Lasos, you're making it. You made Mishta v'Simcha. Suda's Purim on Shabbos, Lasos, so you made Mashav Dasi Hadavar Toloi. Vayded Ali Dei Bezdin, She'emes Yikur Rosh Chodesh Adav Yedal Bo Purim. And the way some explain it is that so Simchas Lo B'nei Shemayim, because it has to be Nikar that it's a Suda Purim. So if you eat on Shabbos, it's not Nikar that it's a Suda Purim. I told you I heard from Rav Eliezer Ginsberg, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, the Baal Shaar Mitzvah B'Halacha, that he thought that, you know, a person takes a sandwich to their office on Purim and has it there, that's not Suda's Purim. Because it has to be Nikar. You always take a sandwich to the office. You know, it should be something special. You know? Yeah, you have a special Suda, Nikar, Suda. So that's a good word. Okay, so that is question number one. Number two, Ma'ari Inyan Shal Zechia Mishlichas Mishloach Manos. So one question is, first of all, Could you give Shalach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim before Purim? Pashas is beyond Purim. No, so what we mean is, could you give it before Purim and let him hold on to it on Purim? Because I'm not going to see you. Say Purim's on Sunday. I told you, it used to be people who worked here in the yeshiva, that no, people didn't give them a sufficient... People did, in my opinion, people didn't give them sufficient respect. And, you know, there were people who worked here. And for these people, I got to a matrix to give Shalom Post. Because they were workers here, Jewish, you know, people. And I felt they didn't get the proper, you know, how it is in this place. Some people get along, yeah, and some people they treat it like, yeah. So I gave it to these two people. Well, unfortunately, neither of these people work here anymore. And, you know, one of them, every year, would write me a letter thanking me for the Shalom Manos. Mama wrote me a letter from all the years. So sometimes Purim, like this year, falls on a Sunday, so the person wasn't working on Sunday. So I'd go the week before and give them the Shalom Manos. So I gave other Shalach Manos also, so I didn't technically need to be Yotzei. And I wasn't doing it so much as the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, it's just that the person should feel like, you know, that they're a person too. Like some people are getting all the Shalach Manos and everyone wants to give them kavod and everyone, you know. But when some people, you know how it is. That's the way the world is. But okay. So the question is, could you give it before if they hold on to it on... So there is a Gemara in Beis Amaral that says that, right, the Mishnah says, Megillah Nikreis Vidal, Beis Megillah Vidal B'tezvav, all these days, Lo Pachas V'lo Yoser. So the Gemara says that was only... So the Rebbe Kiva says, "Most of the Chachamim omim, as well as the whole mistaklim ba in korim also el bezmana. The bezmana zeh not. So Rashi explains, because bezmana zeh we're in Golus, so we don't know when the zman is, so we can't 30 days from Purim to know when Pesach is. So if you're going to read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, people are going to start to think that Yud Aleph was Purim, and then they'll start keeping Pesach on Yud Aleph." And then they'll end Pesach early, and they'll start eating chametz after that. So that's not good. They'll be eating chametz on Pesach, so you can't do that anymore. That's Rashi. But the Baal HaMor learns differently, that it means that people, the Aniyim, would wait for Mikra and Megillah to get money. You know, Matanos Lavyonim. That's when they would give it out during the Mikra Megillah time. So we're afraid that if you read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, that people were so poor that they wouldn't hold on to the money till Purim because they'd have to spend it already. But it's mashma that if in a case where they're not so poor and they could hold on to it till Purim, that it would be okay. That's how some would point out. So that's what some hold. So really, we try. So that's what the Magen Avraham says from the Baal HaMor, that you shouldn't give it before Purim because it'll be eaten up before. But it's mashma, it's only when there's a chashash that it's going to be eaten up beforehand. But if there's no chashash and it's going to be eaten up beforehand, and it's not eaten up beforehand, then that'll be okay. So that's what Rav Abadi holds, that Mikar Adin, he thinks that. Again, of course, lechatchila we should give it on Purim, and you know we. But if you're in a situation, and you want to give an extra one, you know, to someone else like beforehand, you know, and they keep it till Purim, that would be okay. That would be okay. Then there is a discussion of what's the famous discussion is, what's the point of Shalach Manos? Is it to help make sure everyone has for the Suda? Or is it just to be mar bereis, to cause camaraderie? And so the question is, what's enough kamina? So simple enough kamina is whether you have to give food or not. The first time this year, someone gave me, in addition to food, they gave me two netilas yadayim towels in the shalach manas. So I have now two extra netilas yadayim towels in the shalach manas. So it's an interesting chap. This is like, he uses it for the suda. but according to the Truma Sedeshin, you really have to get food. But he gave food also. But just, I've used it for subsequent suda, like on Shabbos, like I maybe took it out or something like that. Oh, that's a good question. Can you give milk if the suda is going to be flasher? You can have full flasher. Unless you go to the Zohar, but the Zohar sheet is in the same suda, you should never have milk as a flasher, even if you have the milk that's first. But not everyone follows the Zohar. But that's a good question. There is persons, the Dutch. What about the Amish? What do they wear? Yeah, so the Manos Levi, he wrote a sefer and he gave it, like Rav Shechter pointed out, he gave it as a Shalach Manos. I don't know, it's hard to know. I wasn't there, but that's what they say. So the Pasha says we give food. I had a previous packet about, like, okay, so that's the simple. The Truma Sedeshin seems to say it's a din to help for the Suda, and the Manos Levi says it's Mar Bereis. So the Chasam Sofer says he thinks an afkemina between the two Tamim is Mechila. Say somebody comes to you with Shalach Manos and you Moichel. So I wouldn't recommend you doing that because it's not so. Right, someone wants to give you something. They say, no, I don't, you know, Moichel, you know. Wouldn't necessarily recommend doing that. But the question is, are you Yotzei? Is the person Yotzei if somebody's Mochel? So the Ramah says, if you Yotzei, that if somebody gives you Shalach Manos and you say, I'm Mochel, then it's good. He's Yotzei the Shalach Manos. So, he says, so if a person, if it's Reyes, so if a person is Mochel, so he showed his Reyes, that he wants to show friendship, so there's Mochel. Maybe after the guy's Mochel, maybe they won't have so much Reyes, I don't know. But if it's for the Suda, so then you need the food. You can't be Mochel. Ramah says that it's that Mechila works, so that seems to imply Reyes. I always thought, you know, Rabbi Feldman quotes me and some Achronim say like this, that it's probably one and the same. It's the Suda for Reyes, not two separate, you know. That's just one of the Achronim says. Then we discuss, what about, can you bezakeh Shalach Manos for somebody? You should know that There's a man in Williamsburg, Rav Avram Yishai Berkowitz. He's in charge of the, you know, one of the people in charge of the Chevrat Tzedakah V'Chesed, that I collect for Matonis Lavionim. So basically I call in the money to tell him so he can give out the amount of money that I call in. So I keep calling in. You know, before Purim I tell him about what I have till now. Then as Purim proceeds, and he picks it up on Notzoei Purim. You know, I actually give him the physical, but he already gave out that amount. So, and he always brings me a Shalach Manas. But he always says he wants the Shalach Manas to have a din of Shalach Manas. So he has some mezaket for me on Purim. So I have the chalois of, you know, the kedusha of Shalach Manas. So, you know, whatever that means exactly. That should be a Shalach Manas. So that's the question. Is there a concept of zchiya for... I'm sorry. You're about to... Is the person not... I didn't hear you. Just please say it. No, you can't be zochin your own property. Zchiya always has to be what? Al yidei acherim. Right? We've discussed that many times. If you're making an area for the community, you can go to the store and buy a box of matzahs, and then you have to hand it to someone else who's not under your monetary... it can't be like your child who's you're supporting or something like that. Or you give it to your neighbor, and he picks it up on behalf of the whole community. I told you, in many communities, they used to eat the... Erev for Charles Shuddis, like this Shabbos, like before Pesach, they would serve the Erev, and then they'd make a new Erev for the following year.
Another upcoming of the between Reyes and Sukkot, you can give someone Shavuos, or like would affect the person who gave it first on Freya, or would it still be the mitzvah?
Well, someone gives you shalmana, then you pass that someone out. Yeah, so, but that would work according to everybody, no? Yeah, but it, I mean, you don't say even if you didn't use it. In other words,
as long as you had the
potential ability.
If you gave it before you had
I don't think it matters. Because potentially you could have eaten the suda in the morning.
Right.
And then we said the Saras Tshuva says that if you're going to do Zchiya, it's not going to be, you know, the idea is to bring Simcha for the Ani. So it doesn't work, because he's only going to know about it later. So Rabbi Harfinis says, if you call up the Ani, and you tell him, I'm mezaken you $20 for Matonos Lavionim. We just mazaka for you. So even though he's only going to get it later, but now he has in his possession $20 because they did zchiya, and he knows about it on Purim because they called him up to tell him. So then Rabbi Harfinis thinks that could be okay. And we did the tshuva of the Maria Sad. That says it works. He says it works. And the Soros Tshuva says it doesn't work. So Rav Harfner says the pshar is do mezakeh and also call him up. So in other words, because the only reason it doesn't work maybe is because he doesn't know about it, so he's not experiencing the simcha on Purim. But if you call him up on Purim, but the pastor says you should actually give it on, you know, if you could. So it's a double discussion. One discussion is whether you can give it before Purim, and he's going to hold on to it on Purim. He'll hold it till Purim. And the other thing is if you're going to give it to him after Purim, but you would mezakeh him on Purim, and that's the machlokes. So the Tshuva says no good, and the Marisa Asad says yes good. Okay, we're doing well here. We're doing well. Oh, and what about shlichus? So some say loshen mishloach. That it should be dafka al yidei shlichus. So he says maybe it's better to do al yidei shlichus because it says mishloach manos. That's the binyan tzion. And Rabbi Asad, Rav Harfner's quotes, Moshe says it's on page 19. Good. Roshan has very good notes on the page. You should get his. So he says that it's Mar Bibereus when you do. Oh, they shlichus. So the big yisod, maybe it's. Adif mitzvah l'shloach. It's more derech chavod. The Rav Harfner thinks is that it's like what the Satmar Rebbe says, like there's a halacha that you're not allowed to send a cup of wine to your wife when she's in nida. So many have a minhag that at the Shabbos table they don't pass the wine to their wife when she's in nida. So the Satmar Rebbe thinks Meigar did its mutter, because he says there's no ava. And you send wine at the Shabbos table to your wife. The biggest riot that's brought is because you're sending it to other people at the table also, who are not your wife, someone else's wife, who obviously you're not allowed to express ava to. So you see the whole thing is not really. So the Sabbath Rebbe thinks that the halacha that you're not supposed to send wine to your wife when she's in nida is referring to if she's not home and you're sending her a bottle of wine. So that's, you said the shliach. It's parallel to what people do today. They send flowers for Shabbos. It's like when you get engaged, you're supposed to send flowers for Shabbos. Right? Because that's, you know, and the whole point is not that you bring in the flowers, it's that somebody, you know, buzzes on the door. And special delivery, and it's the flowers. So she gets very excited about that. She's, you know, because it's like he's thinking about me. You know, that's the so. So that's exactly what the Satmar Rebbe said is the concept of sending the cup of wine to your wife when she's in nida. When she's not in front of you, and you're sending her the. That's my orer feelings. So Sama Rebbe said that that's pshat in the Maria Sad. I mean, that's what Rav Harper said. That's pshat in the Maria Sad. So what? That it's darachibo when you dafke send it al yidei shliach. In other words, it's cool sometimes when you, like somebody who lives like in Florida, you know, you get a delivery, they're sending a shalach manas or something like that, you know. It's a, you know, it's a special feeling as opposed to, so the mice, you know, we hold you can send shalach manas direct. But, shlichus is a good thing too, a little bit, you know, for shalach manas. Even though mitzvah bo yoshem mishlucho, but still, this is the mishloach manas. Dafka should be through shlichus. The Ben Yitzin, Maria Sad, maybe.
It's not nice, sir, to send something. You send something where you can't be there yourself. The idea of sending something when you're not there is definitely.
Yes and no. It's true, but there's a certain hargasha that you get also when you send somebody, like the surprise element, that somebody gets something, you know, there's a certain feeling, certain regish. Okay, let's get, okay, we're up to question 3 and 4 now. Toikiv Taini Sester Baloche. What is Taini Sester all about? So it's a machloikis. Is it just a minug? Some say it's just a minug. Oh, hey, it's just a minug. And some say it's more than just a minug. Because the question is, when the Gemara says, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakolhi, it's a machlokus what that means. Rashi says that they all got together to avenge the enemy. And the Rosh says from the Rabbeinu Tam, right, that they fasted that day. That was like Taina Sester. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's a mention of Taina Sester in the Gemara. See, Al Pi Pashtus, Taina Sester is not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. So it's like at a lower level than other Tanaisim. It's not even mentioned in the Gemara. Yom Niknor. Nu. Vosokt. Taini Sester is, it's not Beferish. It's not Beferish. Unless you say that Zman Kehila Lakol, is referring, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakol, is referring to Taini Sester. Now, there is the Sefer Pardes of Rashi. Sefer Pardes. He writes Beferish. It's Lo Midivrei Torah, Lo Midivrei Sofrim, Ela Minhaga Ba'alma. Just a minute. Minhaga Ba'alma. So, now, do you have to, the women who are pregnant have to fast on Taina Sester? So, the Pashtus, the Gemara says that pregnant women and nursing women only fast when? On Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So the rest of the time, not. I once heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz Shlita. He has a shul in Flatbush on like L and 34th or 35th. So he said from Rav Bix, that's all, that if a woman is like is throwing up a lot on Tisha B'Av, then maybe she could fast, she could eat on Tisha B'Av, because the whole idea is the stomach pregnant woman, so it doesn't, it has to fast. But if she's especially chola, then maybe not. Okay, so the Gemara says that they only have fast on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah has a chumrah, Nogu L'Hachmir, on the other fast also. Like on Asar B'Teves and Shivos B'Tamas, Tzom Gedalia. So the question is that minhag to fast, does that apply also to Tainus Esther? Because you could say Tainus Esther is much more calm. It's just a minhag. So in Hilchas Megillah, it says that pregnant women don't have to fast. But the question is, how do you read the Ramah? Because the Ramah says, "Chag yesh lakel b'leis hatzorach, gom b'boros ha'manikos, v'l'chol v'shem b'osakona, v'fil rak ka'ovei einayim." She mitztarim harbe lo yisanu v'yifru achar kach, אבל שברים לא יפרשו מן הציבור. So the question is, if it's Tarim Harbe, is that going on the Kaveh Naim? Or is that also going on the Murvos Monikos? That would imply that if they're mitzvahs, then they shouldn't fast. But if they're not, they should. So that's a discussion in the poskim. The Machtzis HaShekel says that it's going even on the Murvos Monikos. That if they're not mitzvahs harbe, they should fast. And who says not that way? Other poskim say not that way. They say that the muvaros and manikas don't fast, even if they're not mitzvahs. That in the second in the Shmos Yaakov, right? He says Yaakov in a second. Yeah, the Parfenis says a tshuva about women who are not, they feel fine, but they're pregnant. Should they fast on So the Machzis HaShekel was Machmir. He said, no, it's only if they're not feeling well that they're Potter. But others, Yeshuas Yaakov and Soros Tshuva, say no, they're Potter even if they're feeling fine. So that's a good big machlokes. Now, questions like this: there is a statement in the Orchas Chaim of Aaron HaKohen Milunil. He says. Kosov arrived as a nogal across him ibod yom, leil yudala, kadeil hokel al anusim. He says you should read the Megillah early on Purim. So this way, the pregnant women could break their fast already after the Megillah. So they don't have to fast too much. So the question is, what are they fasting in the first place for? They shouldn't be fasting in the first place. Why is a pregnant lady fasting on... So in Ochanami, I would tell pregnant ladies never to fast on Titus Esther. But you see that in Orchas Chaim they used to fast. So the Machzis HaShekel said it's very good because I hold it as a minute for them to fast if they're feeling okay. But we don't want to have them to overdo it. And that's how he explains the Orchas Chaim. And the Yeshua's Yaakov says that maybe it's Talay on that Gemara, Yud Gimel Makilu Lakoli. If Yud Gimel Makilu Lakoli is referring to Tainis Esther, then Tainis Esther is in the Gemara, so it's more Chomer. So then maybe it should be a minute to fast. But if it's not even the Gemara, he doesn't think there should be any minute to fast. Okay, and then the last thing is Tanya Yonei Tainis Esther Muktam. Right, so what's the din of Tainis Esther Muktam? Like this year, Thursday, right? So you try not to fast on Friday. Right? The only fast we only ever fast on Friday is Asara B'Tavis. Better not to fast on Friday. There's a big thing about Fridays. Is you don't eat too much, but you don't fast either. And you don't make special parties. I had a whole thing with somebody once that we wanted to make a special party for somebody's birthday, a special, like... And I said, no, it's not right to do it on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. To make a special... Like, somebody's going away. You want to make a goodbye party. A special... You know, not a... I'm not just talking about serving some, peanuts and crackers. I'm saying something... If a bris is chal, or a pidyon ben is chal, so it's chal. So not then, it's when it's full up. But to make it, it's a very chomer thing. The worst is a given, there were families who did it that were destroyed. But they didn't give proper profit. So that's why it was very marked. And we should. It was a question of having something for somebody on Erev Sukkos. Why in the world in Erev Sukkos you have a, you know, that's like. But, go explain that to some people. But I said we should, it's not right. We should not have a special occasion party on Erev Sukkos. As the Gemara said, people who did these things, they chas v'sholom, bad things could happen, God forbid.
Why?
It's not covered for Shabbos. Even if you have it in the morning. If you have it, the thing about having something later in the day, which you will have an appetite. But even if you have it in the morning, you shouldn't have a special. Like if you want to make a l'chaim or a board or whatever you want to make, You don't do it on, you do a Thursday night. Thursday night is still good.
You see a marriage.
Yeah, if you want to get married on Friday.
Yeah,
if you want to get married on Friday, get married on Friday. I'll be there. You get married on Friday, and then you have a suit of Shabbos. You get married on Friday. You can't get married. You're not supposed to get married on Shabbos. You know what you're saying, Justin? Food. Food. Yeah. Food. If there's no food, there's no suit. That's not it. Yeah, but that's like, I told you. So your side of Friday morning, a little schnapps, and a little honey cake face. And, you know, that's not something, even though over there the York side fell in, but that's not a suit, you know, it's a little nonsense. Yeah, the suit. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat in Erev Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, I think it's coming up, right, this year? Maybe? So the minhag is to fast on Thursday. So the Rama says, if there's a bris milah, you could eat, right, the halacha is if tainis is nitcha, you could eat on tainis ester nitcha. But he says that those that ate on tainis ester on Thursday should fast on Friday. That's what the Rama says. And the Taz disagrees. He says you shouldn't do that. Because it's not right to fast on Friday. Im Sarah Tani Tessa Berav Shabbos, Yitzach Lashlim, Matzei Sechachovim, Chendino Vakein Yal HaMadal Shabbos HaKavulo. So you should eat the Suda Balayla. Okay, so that's what you should do. So that's what Machlok is the Ramah and the Taz. If there was a bris milah, and the people who ate at the bris milah, the Balei Bris, whatever, ate at the bris milah, they should make up on Friday and fast on Friday, because they didn't fast on Thursday. And Taz says, no, they should not. He says, the best thing is to have the Suda at night, Thursday night. This way they'll fast on Thursday, but he doesn't like this idea of eating on Thursday and making it up on Friday, because we try very much not to have fasts on Friday. Unless the mamish, the fast fell out. Because it's also not covered Shabbos to be totally hungry coming into Shabbos either. That's supposed to be full, and that's supposed to have special sudas. So this is a fascinating discussion here about is Tiny Sester Minug, is it more than a Minug? Is it already in the Gemara? Maybe that's totally on the Shaila of the Yeshuas Yaakov, about pregnant ladies. In other words, again, Meager Din, pregnant ladies, only Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And the Ramah has a Minug to be Machmir, another Tanesim. And then the question is, did the Ramah also have that Minug to be Machmir and Tiny Sester? So that's the machlokes between the Machzitz HaShekel and other Achronim. Where the Ramah says the pregnant limbs don't fast on Tiny Sester, does that mean only if they aren't feeling well? But if they're feeling well, they should? Or do we say even if they're feeling well, they shouldn't? So, b'kitzur, I always tell ladies they should not even consider fasting on any fast other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And Rav Avadi holds like the sheet that nursing means 2 years after the birth, even if they're not nursing. It's a sheet in the postgame. The first 2 years, she's nursing. That's she's still her body's weak for those 2 years after. Okay, so that's it. Okay, everybody. So let me just conclude here. So we managed it, Chazara. We finished it. The whole Chazara. That's pretty good. And I told you, if you do it well, you feel a sense of accomplishment. You know, you understand that, you know, the Tzos, you know, the Trumas Hadeshin, you know, the Ramah, the Gemara, you know, the Tosas in Nazir, you kind of these things, you know, the Tosas in Ksubis, Per Cotton, you know, Tosefta, you know, the Mishnah Melech, you know, the Rebarzilai, you know, my shita is not to throw a million things at once, but a little at a time. But if you do a little at a time, in the course of a thing, it adds up a lot. If you do, that's what I hold. If you do a lot at a time, you won't remember anything. You'll lose it all. If you do a little at a time and you focus, and then in the course of time, you get to know a lot. What? Oh, that's right, Jake. We have to sing for Jake. Mazel tov for Jake's engagement. Sif mi mitov, mazel tov, yehelon. Olaf al Yisrael, sif mi mitov, mazel tov, yehelon. Olaf al Yisrael, sif mi mitov, mazel tov. Simintov, Mazel Tov, Yehelonu, Olechol Yisrael. Simintov, Mazel Tov. Simintov, Mazel Tov, Yehelonu, Olechol Yisrael. Simintov, Mazel Tov, Yehelonu. Okay, Rabosei, if you didn't sign up, please sign up for the Mechina with Jesse.